Thomas stared at me very hard for a moment, frowning. I tried to ignore him. Murphy shook her head. Let's sum up. An unknown number of enemies with unknown capabilities, supported by a gang of madmen, packs of attack animals, and superhumanly intelligent pocket change. She gave me a look. It's sort of tough to plan for that, given how much we don't know. Well, then that's what we do next, isn't it? Molly asked tentatively. Find out more about them? Thomas flicked a glance at Molly and nodded once. To do that, we'd have to find them, I said. A tracking spell? Molly suggested. I don't have any samples to work with, I replied. And even if I did, somebody on their team was able to obscure Mab's divining spells. I'm nowhere close to Mab's league. My spells wouldn't have a prayer. If they've got that much of an entourage, they're going to stick out anywhere even vaguely public, Murphy mused. A gang of toughs with no tongues? If the Denarians are in town, that should make them relatively easy to locate. Last time they were holed up in Undertown, I said. Believe me, there's plenty of room for badness down there. What about the spirit world? Thomas asked quietly. Surely there's an entity or two who could tell us something. Possibly, I said. I'm on speaking terms with one or two of the Loa, but that kind of information is either expensive or unreliable, sometimes both. And remember who we're talking about. The Fallen are heavyweights in the spirit world. No one wants to cross them. Molly made a frustrated sound. If we can't track them with magic and we can't find them physically, then how are we supposed to learn more about them? Exactly, kid, I said. Hence the whole war council concept. We ate in silence for a few minutes. Then Murphy said, We're coming at this from the wrong angle. Huh? I said, wittily. We're thinking like the good guys. We should be thinking like the bad guys, figuring out what they had to face and get around. I leaned forward a little and nodded at her to go on. I don't know as much about the supernatural aspects of this situation, she said. I don't know much of anything about these Denarians, but I do know some things about Marcone. For example, I know that even if he has some underlings who want to take over the franchise, he's got more who are personally loyal or who will figure that bailing him out will reap some major profits. Yeah, I said, tilting my head at her. So? So, wherever they took him, it has to be somewhere Marcone's network can't reach. We can be virtually certain that they aren't hiding in plain sight. I grunted. Hell's bells, yeah. Not only that, but Marcone plans ahead. He had that panic room ready to go. In fact, my eyes widened, the location of your secret hidey hole ought to be awfully secret, don't you think? Sure, Molly said. What good is a hiding place if everyone knows where it is? The Denarians knew exactly where he was going, I said. The spell they set up to tear down that building's defenses was no spur-of-the-moment magic. It was too complex. It had been planned out ahead of time. Son of a bitch, Thomas swore. Someone inside Marcone's organization ratted him out. So if we find the rat, Murphy said, catching on, we might find a trail that leads back to the Nickelheads, I finished with a fierce grin. Was this war council concept a brilliant idea or what? Molly tittered. Nickelheads. I have a gift, I said modestly. Then I added in a low voice, and stop giggling. Wizards don't giggle. Bad for the image. Molly buried her giggle in another mouthful of fries. I slurped on my Coke and turned to Murphy. So, what we need to do is figure out who's going to backstab Marcone. Someone highly placed enough to know the location of the safe house and who will profit by Marcone's absence. You're assuming the informant was complicit, Murphy said. That wouldn't necessarily be true. Someone could have inadvertently given information away or been compelled to cooperate. I paused to think about that. True. So we'll have to start by looking at who could have given away the safe house.